In the letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul wrote this line: your faith rests not on the wisdom of man, but on the power of God. God has revealed this wisdom to us through the Spirit. And the Spirit we have received is not the world's Spirit, but God's Spirit, helping us to recognize the gifts He has given us. The natural man does not accept what is taught by the Spirit of God. For him, that is absurdity. And these words of St. Paul so much apply also to our faith in the Most Holy Eucharist. That as Jesus says, the Holy Eucharist, it is His body and His blood. And that faith, that a small piece of bread becomes the body of Christ, and a few drops of wine become the blood of Christ, that faith doesn't rest on the wisdom of man, but on the power of God. We believe it is true because Jesus said so. Jesus Christ, who is truthful and who confirmed that truthfulness through His whole life, and most especially through His resurrection. So it is not human calculation that makes us believe that in the Holy Eucharist, or that the Holy Eucharist contains the whole humanity and divinity, the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, true God and true man. And that faith in the Holy Eucharist has been supported by God throughout the whole history of the Church by different miracles, Eucharistic miracles. But there is one in particular very interesting, the miracle that supports our faith in the Holy Eucharist. That miracle happened in 1916 in Fatima, a year before Mary came to the children in Fatima. Before Mary came, the angel of peace, the angel of Portugal, was sent to the three children to prepare them for the coming of Our Lady, for the visitation of Our Lady. So the angel came to the children three times. And when he came for the third time, the angel brought along the Blessed Sacrament, the Sacred Host, and the chalice with the blood of Jesus. And then the angel left that host and the chalice suspended in the air. And he went down to the children, and with the children he knelt down with his head touching the ground, and he prayed, and he taught the children to pray this prayer: Oh my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. So heaven itself shows us what to do in front of the Blessed Sacrament. The angel himself and the children, he taught the children what to do. Kneel down, prostrate yourself and adore the greatest of all miracles, the real presence of God in the small piece of bread and a few drops of blood of wine. It is no longer bread, no longer wine. It is our Lord. This is why we kneel down. We adore. And as we heard in the second reading today, that Jesus made this miracle, and he's been making this miracle at every Mass to sanctify us, to cleanse our consciences, to make us holy. That's the purpose of the Holy Eucharist. It's our salvation, and salvation means sanctification, union with God. It is how we are sanctified, by being united to God, who is most holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. By being united to Him, we are made holy. As the second reading says, we are cleansed of our sins. But then there's a question. Okay, so we need to receive Holy Communion if we truly want to be holy. And it is the will of Jesus who says, take and eat. Take and eat. But the question is it okay to receive Holy Communion every time I want? Or other times when it's not good to receive Holy Communion? And as you follow the Catholic media, so perhaps you know about this ongoing discussion among the bishops. Should we warn the faithful that receiving the Holy Communion in the sight of sin is not good? Or should we keep quiet and let people decide for themselves? And so just recently, in April, our Archbishop Aquila also, he wrote an article to express and to confirm the faith of the Church, the long-standing faith of the Church. And he began his article with a prayer that the priest pray just before receiving Holy Communion. Just right before receiving Holy Communion, the priest prayed this prayer. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy, be for me protection in mind and body and a healing remedy. So the priests beg God with humble hearts to give the grace so that the Holy Communion, the grace of receiving Holy Communion in such a way that it will not become a means of our condemnation. And that prayer is based on the teaching of St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians. St. Paul says, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself. So that's the base, the basis of the teaching and our prayers and our attitudes towards the Holy Eucharist. And Archbishop Aquila, in his article also, he makes a confession. It is what he says. Today, There is little talk about condemnation from us bishops. We have developed a near exclusive pedagogy of acceptance. Certainly, all of us are called to love each other with heroic love, welcoming the stranger and the sinner into the mystery of God's infinite mercy. And yet, that love has become in some way one-dimensional. Love is indeed merciful, but authentic love is also truthful. And so in his article, Archbishop makes a point that we cannot keep quiet, we cannot withhold that truth, that teaching of St. Paul, that receiving Holy Communion in an unworthy manner doesn't benefit us. On the contrary, it can be a threat to our salvation. It can become our condemnation. So that's why, as the Church teaches in the Catechism, if anyone who is aware of being in a mortal sin should refrain from receiving Holy Communion, should postpone receiving Holy Communion, first should go to confession and while in the state of grace receive our Lord so that it can truly benefit us. But also there's a question, is it possible to deny Holy Communion to somebody? It's also a very big question that the bishop tried to figure out, although it is so obvious. It is so obvious, the answer to the question. If somebody publicly promotes immorality, evil, he can be denied Holy Communion to avoid a scandal. And again, withholding the truth from the people is not an act of charity, Archbishop Aquila says. The act of charity is to reveal the whole truth to those whom we love, to those who are entrusted to our care, parents to children, priests, bishops, to the faithful. Let us pray, my dear brethren, that we ourselves will grow in our love and veneration of the Holy Eucharist, not as a piece of bread, but as our Lord Jesus Christ, that every time we receive the Holy Eucharist, we'll receive with great reverence, affection, and in the state of grace. And also that we'll have courage to pass on that truth, that teaching of the Church, to others with love, compassion, but with at the same time with confidence that what the Church teaches is true. Let us ask our Mary, the Mother of God, Our Lady, the woman of the Holy Eucharist, to pray for us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.